Okay, hello. So, ladies and gentlemen, you should all be on your main menu, and we're all going to press play together. Should we do a count, Davey?
Let's do a count.
Okay, so is it going to be 3-2-1 and then play, or 3-2 play?
Well, first of all, we're going to count in Hebrew.
Okay, good point.
On echad, right after echad,
okay,
you hit play.
Okay, so it'll be...
So it's really on FS, but okay. On echad.
Okay. Wait, is it on echad? No,
thank you. Directly after
saying echad. After echad, you're going to say play, and then we're all going to press play together. Okay, good. Let's all go. Right. Do you do it?
Shalosh.
Good.
Shtaim. Echad.
Play. And here we go. It's the 2009 video yearbook.
Is this really happening?
This is really happening. So, 10 new Mahayom Productions, that's a little...
What does that mean?
10 people get it joke that I decided, nonetheless, to put at the intro of the yearbook here. That everyone should ask Sarit Horowitz, Rosh Shaw Theme 2009, what that means.
Some expert bow and arrow shooting there.
For those of you who are at the reunion, you know that one of the challenges I posed to people while watching this was to count exactly how many shots there are of people on the Alpine Tower swing. Because after I had edited the first, 3 minutes, I showed it to Davey, and he commented that he really liked the swing and wanted to see lots of swing in the video yearbook. So the yearbook is now...
I like
filled
the swing.
To the brim with swing shots.
I like the swing so much that I've never gone on it.
Ooh. Is that so?
Iceberg. It's true. Hey, Matthew Stein.
What were you doing all summer?
Not going on the swing. Avoiding the swing. I don't know if you know this, but it's really high up there.
It is high. That's sort of the idea. If it was low, you see, when you drop from the swing, you would smash into the ground.
There could be a swing for beginners.
You mean like we do? We have you put your butt in the swing and you get pushed.
That was like a shot from Braveheart, right there.
I know, that's right. On the other side was a bunch of people from Berkshire's running at us.
Very scared.
We should comment about the soundtrack. This from the Bible Raps Kishronia, an awesome tune. I think we actually used two of the Bible Raps tunes. Yeah, we definitely did. We used another one later. And we used one of the a cappella songs as well.
It's too bad this audio can't capture me bobbing my head.
I know. Someday, my friends, we'll all do a video podcast commentary. And then it will really be like we're all together.
And then I wouldn't be wearing pajamas.
Then we'd insist that people will have to videotape themselves listening and watching the podcast.
Oh, a clip of Rick Rack. Raft building. Look at this camp.
This is we keep ourselves busy over the summer, huh? That was from our Lost parody. Did I put that on DVD? No, I don't know. So.
I think it's somewhere out there in YouTube land.
It is out there on YouTube land.
In search for Lost.
In fact, I just interviewed a staff candidate from Israel who had never been to Ramah before, and I was asking him, how he heard about us. And he said, I've read about you guys on the internet, and I've seen some videos. We'll keep going for week one, right?
Okay.
We'll keep going for week
keep
one,
going, keep
and then
going.
We'll pause the end of this week. We're going to break this up at the end of each week, guys, so that it's not an enormous file. Anyway, so he had seen some of the clips of the yearbook that we posted, but no, he's like, yeah, I saw that Lost parody video.
Wow.
I said, I don't know what kind of camp
look at all the
running.
Hugs.
First day of camp. What were your feelings, Davey, on the first day of your first summer as the assistant director here?
I was
Ramah
ecstatic.
Palmer.
So many feelings. So many emotions.
Describe some.
I need to look back at my journal. But,
doesn't
just
really, watching the footage sort of
it
put
does,
me in
it
the
is,
mindset
It does,
of,
it does, absolutely. I was really excited.
Were you in camp on this
excited.
First day? You seem very hesitant to answer my question. Is it just totally
actually,
talking about feelings?
It's true. I got lost over at Rondo's. The very first day.
You were greeting people up at Rondo's with an ice
I was,
cream cone
I thought
in
that
hands.
Was the... The Merkaz.
Yes, I sent Davey out looking for a left-handed smoke shifter.
Pardon me?
That's an old Boy Scout prank. You'd play on the new scouts, on their first camp trip. You'd be working on the fire, and you'd sort of turn very casually to a first-year scout. He's like, yeah, can you go to the campsite down the road and ask them if we could borrow their left-handed smoke shifter?
Those scouts.
So it's the first set of camp. We had a lot of footage for the first day, which is a good way to kick off the video.
Look at all the excitement.
Shira, Rikud.
It's as if we're there.
Food. It's as if we're there right now. It's true. Well, that's sort of the whole point, right? Everyone listening for this, I hope you've signed up for Kites 2010.
That's a good point. If you haven't, that's just
if you haven't, turn this off now, and we're going to come to your house and break your DVDs.
You can register online.
Or that's a less violence.
Oh, look at his gardening. Look at
it's
us
pretty good.
Caring for the earth, being one with the earth.
We tried to really include, as we always do, you know, throughout the DVD, a lot of different shots of all the different sort of program areas of camp, and we sort of check back in over the course of the hour yearbook.
He's going to dunk right here. Oh, you didn't get that shot in.
I didn't?
He dunks. He's got hops.
Well, if you see somebody shooting the basketball on the video yearbook and you don't see what happens, they missed. Because if they made the shot, I wouldn't have edited. I wouldn't have made the cut right at that point. Also, I think if you watch the video, it's clear that it did not rain a day this summer, right?
No, not at all.
Every day was just sunny.
What a dive.
Warm.
Oh, I was at this pula.
Were you really?
Yeah. It was exciting.
What was
it
the pula? Wait, I was at the pula
too. You're filming that.
Right, I think I was.
I think I was addressing
that.
Your.
It was addressing your council. Yeah. I think there's some shots more.
Yeah.
Either we've talked
but there
over
was so
some shots
much
or more later.
Ruach at that. It was so lean.
It was good, yeah. It was good.
Was really, it was amazing.
And of course it was 26, so when they were doing this, which
you know
we're now seeing again, the floor was shaking.
Yeah,
was
well that's what I remember. Also, this might have been like the first Poulet Arab I went to.
Really?
As assistant director. Is that possible?
Well, it was, I mean, it must have been in the first week, so I...
So maybe, could that have been the first night? It might have been. First or second night.
I don't know. So lemurs... email Davy Rosen at davyr@camphermione.org and let him know if that dress your council.
Was that your first
pull out
ever?
First pull out ever. It definitely was in the first week.
Oh my god, lots of screaming.
Segments. All those bunks look different now.
Yeah,
the
Todbett
Field. The Todbett Field, you guys have no idea how great the Todbett Field looks.
The grass.
The grass is green, the field is flat.
The smoothness.
The bunks have been painted. Todbett looks fantastic.
Speaking of softball, Machane Gimel.
Were we speaking of softball?
Looking
no,
at softball.
No, we were speaking of chain. We were speaking of the fields.
Speaking of the field, looking at softball.
I understand.
Which reminded me of the Machane Gimel softball
right.
field.
I can see how it would. Whenever you say the
which
word
is
softball,
another new
I
thing
just
to look forward
Machane
to.
Gimel? Yes, the Machane Gimel field has been. It's got nice. Well, now it's all under snow, I suppose. But come spring, it will once again be green. Oh, here we go. This is that. This is still. This
is
more footage from that program.
Silly solo lemurs.
Counselors were dressed in unusual clothes, and this is the Shemar Bracha.
Oh yeah, who are these two?
Emily Sawalski and Dave Kibal. Long time
veterans of Machane Ramah in New England.
Yeah. Yes, it's, well, between the two of them, they spent many, many years working at Tech Clinic.
I saw Dave recently.
Dave Kibal.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us all about that, Dave.
I think he lives in New York, right? Yeah,
yeah,
I met him on
no
Shabbat, I believe.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, what do we got going on here?
Campfire? Somebody's Edgar. I think this is Mag Shemin.
Medura? Campfire? Mag Shemin. Yeah.
I love this rap feeling, bro. It's always one of... I think this is one of the best
some
programs.
Good, I remember these clips right now. This is entertaining.
We've been doing that now for 4 or 5 summers. AIAO Adventures and Adventures Out comes in and runs this.
What is the goal
program.
Of this?
The goal it's sort of like a race, like
a race through time
and space.
Mm.
You're chasing after Jack the Ripper,
wow.
who was a time traveling serial killer. Okay. That in fact was the 1980 Malcolm McDowell movie, Time After Time, directed by Nicholas Meyer. It's a good flick. You should go rent it. It's obscure. You might not be able to find it. We're just we've already gone way off the rails here, and we're only in week one.
Look out for the iceberg.
This commentary is just going to turn into Davey and I talking about what movies we've seen lately. I just saw Avatar, by the way. It was pretty good.
2012.
That could not have been.
Well,
good.
I told you I didn't want to see Avatar not
I know,
in 3D,
right.
So I chose 2012,
right.
Which was, you know,
I saw
John
Avatar
Cusack.
In IMAX 3D. It was awesome.
I enjoy a John Cusack film. So.
And this is Osa Mishma. That's one of the new traditions of Cam the last couple years that I really, really like.
Little
and of course,
Likud,
you have to get a little Miriam
Shira.
Dance inside, unfortunately. Evidence of rain. See, there is some evidence of rain. Now, I think we are getting right to the end of week one. So we're going to pause, and you guys should pause too. And then what you'll do is you'll go to your scene selection and click on week two to start our next bit. So I think the music is fading out.
As soon as this happens.
And scene.